podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I'm going to start off with something that's a little bit embarrassing, I have to tell you. I'm scarlet for myself. My colleagues are scarlet for me. I'm just pretty red-faced today. I'll explain why in a second. Did you ever send a text message or a WhatsApp message, whoopsie? In other words, you sent the message to the wrong person. And maybe you sent it to the person that you were giving out about. Or maybe you sent a picture that you wouldn't normally send to your mother or whatever. Call me now on 67979781 because I'm about to tell you what happened to me today. Have you ever sent a text message or a WhatsApp message to the wrong person? We call it a text message whoopsie. If you have, share your story with me on 67979781 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877989898. So let me just tell you the background here. My missus is off down in Kenmare in Kerry at this very moment. And she'll be back later on today. And this morning at about 6:15, I sent her this message. Good morning, my darling. Me and the dogs are missing you lots. Can't wait to see you later. Drive safely. Love you. XXX. Now, that was, included with it was a photograph of me and the dogs. Okay? And that's grand. If my wife got it. Here's the embarrassing part of the whole story. I sent the lovely photograph of me and the dogs and that lovely message into the WhatsApp group that we have for our team here at the radio station. And none of them said anything until I got into work today. And they were all reading it back to me. Good morning, my darling. Me and the dogs are missing you lots. Can't wait to see you later. Drive safely. Love you. XXX. And a photograph of me and the doggies. Oh, I didn't even notice that I'd sent it into the wrong group. I assumed I'd sent it to herself and I was expecting a reply, but I won't be getting a reply because I never sent it to herself. Anyway, she's not listening, so she never got the message. So I want to hear from you on 67979781 with your text message or WhatsApp whoopsie. A message or a photograph that you sent to the wrong, or an email for that matter, that you sent to the wrong person. And your whole world fell apart as a result of it. Now, my whole world didn't fall apart, but I was left red-faced and they very cleverly didn't say anything about it until I got into work. And they have been ridiculing me all morning. Thanks very much. Good morning, my darling. Me and the dogs are missing you lots. Can't wait to see you later. Drive safely. Love you. XXX. Anyway, I want to find out if you've ever done something similar. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898 or call me on 67979781. It's just one of those things we've all done at one stage or another. Yeah, I can. I've done it a few times, not with stuff like that, but I've accidentally sent a message to the wrong person. You sent a message to, for example, somebody that you're annoyed with, but actually sent it to the person that you're annoyed with. It was meant to go to somebody else, and you're giving out about them. Anyway, I'd like to hear your text message or WhatsApp message or email whoopsie that you've done. Jay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adrian.
Well, Jay, tell me your story.
You know, the way you check Facebook and an RIP notice came up of a family member that had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have my cousin's details. So I went on to look for my cousin online and a list of the same name came up. I said, that looks like her. Clicked on, sent a message. So sorry to hear about your dad. Jesus, what will we do? Blah, blah, blah. Tell me the arrangement. I got question marks back and messages back. Why, what happened? I'm away. I'm on holidays. So I can't get through to the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I went on back and forth for a few minutes. And I'm so sorry. I thought you knew. And Somebody says you were up in the hospital last night. Turned out I was talking to the wrong person.
That oh, my person. God.
I just locked it.
So, so this poor individual gets contacted by you and told that her dad has passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was so terrible because the pictures that were up last night of the birthday and all, there was just loads of different things. And I was texting the wrong person.
Oh, that's awful.
I know, I just blocked it. I figured out what was going on, I just bumped block.
It's a great story, Jay. Thanks very much indeed.
Have a great day.
You
doing,
too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. 6797981 is our telephone number. We want to hear your text message whoopsie. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you, Rachel? Now, tell me your story.
So in my previous job, we had this guy that worked, so me and another girl and a guy worked on the same team, and the guy kept making mistakes all the time. So my friend was meant to send an instant message to me about him, but she sent it to him. But I could see his screen, so I could see that he hadn't saw the message at the time.
Right.
So as soon as he hung up the phone, I called him to my desk. She ran around to his computer and then closed down the message. I just had to wing it and just come up with some excuse that I was showing him on my screen.
Oh, my God. And was it bad?
It was just like, oh, God, he's after making another mistake. Like, here's another issue that we're actually coming up with.
Oh.
It was so bad. But I was like, listen, I can see that he can't see the screen. As soon as he hangs up the phone, just come around to my desk. And I just called him straight over. She ran around and closed down the message.
Oh, that's awful. Because what happens is, say, for example, if you're giving out about somebody, that person is top of your mind. And I have sent a message to somebody that I was giving out about to the person that I'm giving out about. And
exactly. That's exactly what happened. Oh, it's so easy, God, to do because you have that person in your head.
In your head, yeah. Now, the last time it happened to me, fortunately, when I copped, and I copped about 2 minutes later, fortunately, the person hadn't seen the message yet, and it was WhatsApp, and I was able to delete it, so they never actually...
Yeah, you can do it quick enough.
Yeah, but if they had opened it, I wouldn't have been able to do it. Anyway, yeah, it's embarrassing. Thanks, Rachel.
No problem.
Bye. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. Like this.
Good morning, Adrian. My daughter purchased herself an Apple Watch, which obviously was compatible with her Apple phone. And while she was getting the hang of using it, she horse rides and got a message from one of the instructors that she uses about upcoming lessons that were going on and to reply if she was interested. But because so many messages were binging through her phone at the same time, she was trying to turn whatever it is, the Alexa, off in the phone. And as she pressed the phone, she basically said, "Oh, for God's sake, shut up." And the Alexa said, "Oh, send me a message." And just before she had time to do anything, the message actually sent. So obviously she had to contact the instructor just to let her know that it wasn't directed at her. It was just the fact that she didn't know how to use the Apple Watch correctly.
That's great. Thank you, Tara. I don't know what that big ding was in the middle of that. But anyway, thank you very much indeed, Tara. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. We're talking about text message or WhatsApp or email whoopsies. Mistakes. Messages you sent to the wrong people, like the one I sent to our group WhatsApp here at work early this morning. It's embarrassing. Lauren, good morning.
Hi, Adrian.
How are you? Good morning, my darling. That's what I said in my message.
No, I don't know whether anyone can beat that one.
But it's the photograph of me and the dogs is what they're all wetting themselves laughing at. That's the funny part about it. But anyway, Lauren, tell us your story.
Well, my daughter, she's 10, like, so she doesn't have a phone, so she does use my phone to message our friends and that. So anyway, this was about a year ago, and there was a video doing the rounds of someone in Grafton Street, a naked guy, and he was going around shaking his dangly bits all over the place. And anyway, I was sending it on to my mother because my friend had sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't I send it to my daughter's 10-year-old friend? But I knew I'd sent it straight away. But the second I sent it, she opened it. So I had to text her to tell her not to watch the video. So I was get my daughter to ring her. I was mortified. So I was waiting for about 2 weeks after that to see would her mother ring me. to give out to me for sending her a picture of a naked guy going around town.
And come here, did she open it?
She opened it straight. I mean, literally, I had sent it and the two blue ticks came
up
the second I sent it.
It's such a heart-sinking feeling, isn't it?
Sorry?
Your heart just sinks, doesn't it?
Oh my God, because I knew the minute I sent it to the wrong person, but she literally opened it
straight away. It's a great story, Lauren. Thanks very much indeed. Brian, good morning. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Brian, tell me your story.
My missus was texting myself and texting her dad at the same time about different stuff.
Right.
In the meantime, we got the go-ahead for a new apartment to move into. So she meant to text me, and thanks be to God we got this new apartment. At least we don't have to go to hotels now and B&Bs to have sex. But she didn't send it to me. She sent it to her dad. So her dad gets a little text message, and he texts her back, "Oh, that's nice to hear, darling. I hope you're fantastic. I hope you've really enjoyed the new apartment." Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And come here, what was the story with that? You were checking into hotels just to have sex, were you?
Well, basically, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think I'm in big trouble now. She's listening because she does sometimes when she's not at work. So
oh, very good.
what's
her name?
Not a chance.
I'll find out. I'll find out from her dad.
Oh, God.
That's a great story.
We're still together, so it hasn't been a disaster, but boy, God, I'll never forget her first age when she came.
That's hilarious. All right, great story, Brian. Thanks very much indeed. And this is from Ash. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Well, lads, mine's quite worse. So my mum asked me to show her partner pictures on my phone. Little did I realise, he actually, that morning I had sent my husband a picture of my boobs, and then my mum's partner saw it and wouldn't look at me again, and then he said it to my mum, which makes it worse, so I couldn't look at him for a while, but all good now.
It's so dangerous taking photographs of any intimate part of your body, it really is, because just that little chance that you either show it to the wrong person, send it to the wrong person, make a mistake like that is so embarrassing. I mean, I'm just thinking of that story. At least we won't have to go to hotels anymore to have sex. This is from Linda.
I used to work in a pub, and the bar manager's name was Martin. And I remember he got the sack, and I texted what I thought was my friend with the same more or less name, that he got the sack, woohoo, he's gone, woohoo, woohoo. And I sent it to him.
Uh-oh.
And he texted me back, "I think you sent it to the wrong person."
Oh my God. And we've all done it, and that's what I was saying a couple of minutes ago. You have that person that you're giving out about, you have them in your mind, and it's so easy to subconsciously send the message to that person. We've all done it. Every one of us has done it at one stage or another. Hopefully, if it is a WhatsApp, you might manage to delete before the person actually sees it. Anyway, there you go. Niamh, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Niamh.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. Tell us your story then.
It wasn't me now, but it was in the flower shop I work in. And we shorthand everything when we get in on the phone, you know, just so we can get it done quick and then write out the message properly. But one of the women there didn't realise that LOL was lots of love for us. So she had sent him a couple of times to different funeral things, but, you know, sorry for your loss, with deepest sympathy, lol. We had got him a couple of calls over that. Now, luckily, they've seen the funny side. But it was...
sorry for your loss, laugh out loud.
She was just writing what we had wrote down on it rather than, you know, spat out properly.
That's brilliant. Because
it could have been a disaster.
I'm just imagining how you would feel if somebody. I'm really sorry to hear about your grandmother passing. Laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I love it. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Steve.
No problem. Thanks. All right.
Oh, yeah, this has started off. Here's, this is from Michelle, who had an awful Zoom call whoopsie.
Hi, I was on a Zoom call there last week with some colleagues throughout the globe, and I actually thought I had my laptop on mute. I turned to my son, and I said, this is an error of my life. I'm not going to get back. When I realised, I had to text one of my colleagues to see if she had actually heard me.
Oh, my God. And one last one. Here we go.
We have to do an interview within the company. And I was sending on an email to one of the girls in the office to offer the job to a lad. I said, offer that job to the gay lad. And I put in brackets. But I actually sent it to the gay lad's email address rather than the girl.
Awful. Anyway, there you go. There are some great stories. Thanks very much indeed. That put a smile on my face this morning to make up for my own embarrassment. LOL. That's brilliant. All right, there you go. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The sound of the city. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.